Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to say good evening to you, and I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to the Lord that we are back in service and able to see you face to face, but also still want to say hello to all of you who are still online and live streaming, and I want to welcome you tonight and just tell you that I believe that the presence of God is going to just saturate us tonight. Amen. I believe that while we're in worship tonight, the Lord is going to touch us and the Lord is going to be a part of us in a great way. And we just want to be thankful. We're coming up upon the time of Pentecost, which will fall this Sunday. Hallelujah. And we'll be preaching and talking about those things. But tonight, we just want to press in to that relationship and that atmosphere of God. Amen. I want you to know that the Lord is wanting to touch each and every one of us. Amen. And I'm telling you that God wants to be active in our life, and he wants to make sure that every day he's a part of who we are and what's going on. And let's just step into his presence tonight and just worship him.
Overcome by your presence. Oh, oh. glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, oh Lord. Lord, have your way in me tonight, and have your way. Come on, let's just tell him tonight. Spirit, have your way in us tonight. Lord, show us more of you. Lord, if you need to clean us, clean our hearts tonight. God, if you need to encourage us, we just thank you that we will be receiving your encouragement tonight. God, whatever it is that we have, we reach out to you tonight. God, we know that you said that you would meet us where we were. So Holy Spirit, we just invite you, not only in this church, but inside of our hearts tonight, in the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's sing that, Holy Spirit. Your glory.
and only in my life, in your
with the Lord, to let Him speak to us, to welcome Him in, to tell Him that He's the most important thing, that He is the one that we need. He is the one that we need to spend time with, that He is the one that we long for and we desire. Amen? Amen. So just take the time and speak your voice to Him in the middle of these songs. Let Him know how you feel. Let Him know your heart. Just sit and just let His presence just permeate every part of you. Amen.
Caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that we can do, I just want you.
Caught up in His presence.
I'm caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet.
As we were singing that, I got this vision of the Lord sitting on His chair and we sitting around it like we're kids sitting at our Father's feet, and Him just taking it all in and putting His presence on us. Remember when you were a kid, anything that you needed? Now, if you had a good father, if you had a bad one, I'm sorry. But if you had a good mother, think of it that way. But anything Philip needed, he can go to his father. Even now, he could go to his father and just sit there and feel safe, feel protected, feel loved, and know that whatever his need was, it was going to be taken care of. As we sing through this, sit at your Father's feet in peace, knowing that He's sitting there with you right now. He's literally with you right now.
I just want. wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. When I've come with my agenda, I'm sorry. When I forgot that you're enough, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you more than anything, Jesus. More than anything that you can do. I just want you. One more time, only you. More than
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I thank God for his presence. Amen. There is nothing like coming in, worshiping together, and setting an atmosphere where the Lord can just flood into our lives. Amen. I tell you what, there's healing in the presence of God. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen? Even more so as we see the day approaching. But let me tell you something. There's a presence of God when we are worshiping together that you just can't find that kind of refreshing just anywhere. Amen? There's a holiness in God. There's a healing. There's power. There's just the goodness of the release of the King that's going in our lives. Amen. Even right now, I want you to know that the Lord is moving amongst us. He's touching us, refreshing us, strengthening us. He's a good God. Amen.
He is a good
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Jesus. Amen.
I really don't have much, y'all. I just want to say hello.
Amen.
Hello, all you live streamers out there, our Amen. Family of faith that's watching and praying Hallelujah. And joining in with worship. I'm telling you, I know that you are feeling what we feel here. The presence of God is just very,
Amen.
Like I want to say peaceful again. Maybe that's just what I feel when he comes in, praise the Lord, but that should come with his presence.
Amen.
Peacefulness should come with his presence, but Amen. I just feel like there's so much coming at us, and we were talking Amen. Today, and Linda sends us a list, and we were talking. We said we just feel like tonight needs to be a moment where we take time.
Yes.
Slow Hallelujah. Down.
Amen.
Worship, the praise, the praise Amen. And all that stuff is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But there's times that we have to come in and just get before him. Yeah. Just feel his presence and allow it to permeate us.
Amen. Resting in him.
Just
you know, I want you to know, this is important too, Christians. We see a lot in the world and there's a lot going on. Amen. And I tell you, that's why we need a time of just coming out of that atmosphere and letting yourselves be flooded with the presence of God. Amen. And reminding yourself that our God is who's truly in control. Amen. He will make a way where there is no way. And God is with us. And we want to stand on that. Amen. Praise God. Well, I think we're going to take a few minutes here because we're all in one service together. Amen. And children are all out here with us for right now. So I think that we're going to take a few minutes and let Pastor Jared come out and minister to us and the children. Amen.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome, church. How you doing, kids? Kids of all ages and stages, little kids and big kids. It's good to have everybody in the house together tonight. And guys, we're not going to veer too far off the path that we're already heading down, because God is a God of peace and a God of order. We're going to be in unity, and we're going to stand together. We're going to worship our God to a song that we all know. We're going to continue to declare God's goodness about how he always makes a way, even when there seems to be no way. Kids, and we always know that God is always good, right? And he's always big enough, strong enough, powerful enough, and able enough to help us through any situation. We need to praise him and trust him. So we got a song tonight that we're going to have some worship to, some motions to together. Not going to be any words, but I think we all know this song. So let's go ahead and let's worship God. He's our way maker tonight. Jesus, a hand clap of praise. That's who he is. Hey, kids, can you get loud real quick? On the count of three, can you guys say Waymaker? Ready? One, two, three. Waymaker! Amen. We can confess that. We can believe that. And I want you to say these other four words. Can you still count since you're out of school and everything? Can you one, two, three, four? Okay. Four words. Say, Jesus is my healer. Amen. He heals our physical bodies, and he heals our emotional hurts and our things in our mind. So, guys, we can always trust God and believe Jesus to be our healer for every area of our life, okay? So I just want to welcome you guys tonight and make sure that you guys give God your best, give your pastor your best, and enjoy these goodie bags to keep you occupied and paying attention while Pastor preaches tonight. So let's give our pastor a round of applause. Let's welcome him tonight.
Amen, amen. And I want to thank Pastor Jared for getting those goodie bags and getting them together for our children and just wanting to be a blessing to them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, our God is a great, mighty, and an awesome God. Amen. And I just want to preach to you tonight and remind each and every one of us what some of the benefits are of our healing power in the goodness of our Savior and Lord. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For you were a sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. I want you to know something, that salvation has brought us into the great relationship with our God in heaven. Amen? And I really want to stress the fact that here we see that who by his work on the cross saved our souls. Amen? Jesus made a way for us when mankind had no way. He interceded, he intervened, he went to the cross, and because of his goodness, we are born again. Amen? And when we're born again, I want us to understand something about who we are now. We are not just people that are going through life having an experience. I want you to know something, that you have become children of God. Amen? And when we talk about being children of God, I want you to know something, that you need to recognize your supernatural heritage. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are not a weak person trying to live this life, but you have been supernaturally made new. Amen? The Bible says that we have been quickened unto life, and that means that we have been given a supernatural life. Amen? And it means that we have power in us to access the benefits of God and the goodness of God. And it says in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen? I want you to understand something. What are benefits? Those are the things that we get added to our life. Those are the blessings that get to be a part of our life because we've accepted salvation. Amen? And I want you to know something, that it is a benefit of you that God has supernatural promises that are accessible to us. And tonight, I want to talk about the very fact that one of the first things it says here is forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I want us to understand something, that we live a forgiven life. Amen? I want you to know something, that if you're not careful, condemnation and stress over your past will keep you hindered from seeing the promises that God wants to bring you. I want you to know something, that you have been forgiven. You are saved now. God is with you. He's freed you from condemnation and from your past, and he set you free so that you can have the confidence to go to your Father. Amen? God wants you to have confidence to be in prayer with him, to be in relationship with him, and he wants you to be able to access all that he's done for you to bless you and help you in this thing called life. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Lord himself wants you to remember all of his benefits. Don't forget anything that God has done. He doesn't want you to forget that you are forgiven. Amen? God doesn't want you to forget that you are born again. Your past is wiped away. God doesn't want you to forget that even if you haven't had a physical name change since you've been saved, like Saul, he went from being Saul and changed his name to Paul. Amen? Remember Abram, when he really got the vision of God, he changed his name to Abraham and received the fact that he was going to be the father of many nations. But I want you to know something, that even though we may not have changed our name since we've been saved, truly in the realm of the spirit, our name has been changed. I want you to know something. Everything you stood for before you were saved is now washed away, and you are a brand new creature, and you stand for totally different things now. Amen? Now you're filled with love, mercy, faith, forgiveness, kindness. Now you are a person of love, not hatred, not bitterness, not selfishness. You have been changed, and you stand brand new. Amen? And because we have that right, I want us to remember that healing and blessing and things like that belong to us. The Bible says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. I want each and every one of us to know that we have been healed. Amen? Yes. And I want you to know that you have a right to call out to God when you have things going on, and you have a right to dig into the Word and see things come to pass that change things about who you are. I don't care what your diagnosis has been. I don't care what the doctors say about you. I don't care what you've struggled with. And this is not just physical healing. We are in need of physical healing, and God will heal us physically. But I want you to know something, that some of us are in need of emotional healing. Some of us are in need of identity healing, because some of us, even though we are the redeemed of the Lord, we're blessed, we're loved, we're great, we're His creation. Some of us, if we're not careful, we will let our circumstances and we will let experiences redefine us and not let us live in the arena of faith that belongs to us. I want you to know something, that you have a right to be healed from emotional hurts and pains and to set your life in order and to let God heal you. Remember, there was a woman that God met at the well, and it said that she had been through five husbands. Amen. Now, we don't know if her husbands died. We don't know if she just went through divorce. We don't know what happened in her life. But I'm telling you, after five times of a broken marriage and losing something, you have some emotional difficulties coming out of that situation. But it did not matter where she had been, what she had lived through, and what she had lost. That day that she encountered Jesus at the well supernaturally transformed her life. That woman was so changed, and somehow joy and peace and strength came upon her so much that when she went back to her city, it impacted the whole area. I mean, it impacted people so much. They saw her so healed. They saw her so strengthened. They saw her so changed. They saw her so set free from her past that the Spirit of God on her caused every person that seen her to say, "Who is this Jesus?" And a whole city came out to meet the Lord because of the impact that He had on a person's life. See, what we have to believe and what we have to grab a hold of is that God can strengthen and renew us and heal us so completely that we can be a person that carries such a light in this world that people are drawn to who you are. Amen? I tell you what, there is a power of God that will come upon you to the point that other people will start asking, "What do you have? What is it? What gives you peace? What gives you joy? What keeps you settled with all this going on?" I tell you what, right now, with all the things going on out there in the world, this is a great time for you to express the joy, the peace, the goodness, and the kindness of God that will make you a light into the world. Amen? And I want you to know something. Every one of us has a responsibility to remember that the benefits of God are upon our life. Amen? I tell you what, I want you to know something. Even if you have been going through struggle and difficulty, I want you to shake yourself. I want you to remind yourself that He has redeemed your life from destruction. Amen? Listen, before you were saved, you were open to the fact that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But now that you're saved and born again, you have to be open to the fact that now I have a right to life and life more abundantly. Amen? Amen. And I tell you what, you have a divine right to press into the things of God and let Him heal, let Him strengthen, and let Him bring you into the places of what He really has for us. Amen? I want us, each and every one of us, to know that God will satisfy us with good things. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible even says here that your youth will be renewed like the eagles. Amen? I want you to know something, that there is strength that can come upon you spiritually, emotionally, and physically. You can have a strength of God renew you, refresh you, and cause you to be strong in areas that you never even thought you could be strong in. Will you open your heart to believe? Will you go again and try it one more time? See, sometimes difficulties, failures, struggles, it'll try to get us to settle in. It'll try to get us to just accept the status quo and just stay where we are. But I want to challenge you tonight to remember that He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's your strengthener. And I'm telling you right now that God wants you to go again. Amen? Remember, the Bible says, do not grow weary in well-doing, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Benefits. You know, when we go to work, one thing that happens when you get a job is that once you get through your 90-day period, they usually sit you down if you have a full-time job, and they show you benefits. And they'll tell you, hey, you have insurance, so we'll cover some medical costs. You have maybe something for eyes, so they'll take care of your glasses. And there's just additional benefits that happen when you work a job. Amen? But I want you to know something. None of those benefits go as deep as the benefits of being a child of God. Amen. See, if you will really grab a hold of it, you are a supernatural being. See, sometimes we want to just say, oh, I'm just a person, or woe is me, or this and that. But you have got to receive the fact that you are a brand new creature. And that means that you live by faith. Amen? And when you live by faith, you have the opportunity to see supernatural things come to pass in your life. Amen? You have an opportunity to see God move on your behalf, turn situations around, stir things up, and give you a bright, bright future. Amen? I want you to know something, that as a believer, it is critical for you to put the word of God in your heart and in your mouth. Amen? And the reason that is I want to look right here in Proverbs chapter 3, I believe. Yes, it says in verse 3. It says in verse 1, actually, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Do you realize that just by reading the word of God and living the way God tells you to live, it actually lengthens your life? God will cause strength to come upon you, blessing to come upon you. I tell you what, the Lord will keep adding to you when you give yourself to Him and His way of doing things. The Lord says that if you will obey how I say life should be lived for humanity, long life and peace shall be added to your life. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart, so that thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I want you to know something, that when you truly live for God, and when you begin to read and pray, and you begin to use your faith and say, God, I am going to live for you, I tell you what, mankind and God will give you favor. The Lord will infuse favor upon your life. I want you to know something, that Jesus Himself, the Bible says that He grew in favor with God and with man. Amen? I want you to know something, that if you will keep your heart open to living as a Christian and living by faith and really following the Word of God and letting the Word of God infuse you, I promise you that your life will start opening up to finding favor and to find good things happening. Man, people will just have a hand of kindness towards you, and you won't even understand why. I tell you what, within your job, you will find favor. I tell you what, your business will start having doors open, and things will happen, and you'll come out of things thinking, wow, how did that happen? I tell you what, putting yourself in a position where you are allowing God to be reflected in your life will bring healing and strength and blessing to you. Look at what the word says here. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I want you to know something, that you should never be living your life without the leading of God. I want you to know that in all areas of your life, there is a direction that you can receive from God, and you will know that the decisions you're making are going to be okay. You will know that the decisions you are making are of God, and He's with you. Amen? Amen. Let the Lord be the one that guides you if you will acknowledge Him in all of your ways. What that means is that if you acknowledge God, if you will make sure that on a day-to-day basis you say, God, I'm not living this life on my own. Lord, today I'm going to live for you as I live my life. And if you will carry your faith in every area of your life with the conscious effort of saying, I'm going to make sure that even if people around me live ungodly, even if people around me live a way that doesn't please God, that's not going to have any impact on me. I don't care. When you go to work, you can be around people that are cussing, fussing, involved in adultery, mistreating, cheating, doing all kinds of stuff. I tell you what, you might work in an atmosphere, sometimes in factories and different places, you're going to be exposed to all kinds of attitudes. You're going to be exposed to people making decisions that as you as a Christian, you should never touch. Amen? I tell you what, there should be things going on around you that you don't partake in just because you acknowledge God in all your ways. Amen? There should be attitudes that do not come from you. There should be words that never escape your mouth. There should be ways of doing things that are never a part of who you are just because you acknowledge or honor God in all of your ways. Amen? It's because it's something that becomes a part of who you are to know the benefits and the goodness of serving God. That if He's going to bless me, I'm going to live for Him. If He's going to be this good for me, then I'm going to make an effort to make sure that my life is a reflection of the way God would want me to live. Amen? And there are guidelines within the Word of God where God wants us to walk in and God wants us to live in. And I want to just share something with you here that I think is critical, that I wonder if sometimes we even actually know that this is a true reality of what God would like to say to us. But it says right here, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I want you to know something that people might not realize this, but sometimes people are sick because they're stressed. Sometimes people are sick because they have unforgiveness and bitterness in them. You know, there's a disease called fibromyalgia, and it adds pain and it adds stress to people, and it can cause them all kinds of pains. And do you know that they oftentimes cannot tell you any physical reason why fibromyalgia exists, but it does exist. And I'll never forget one time, and this has happened to me more than just one time, but one time, the first time it ever happened, there was somebody coming, and I was at a conference doing preaching, and we were calling for people to be healed. And all of a sudden I said, is there someone here who's suffering from a bad case of fibromyalgia? And all of a sudden this lady stood up, and you could see she was in pain, and she started walking towards me. And I said, ma'am, before you get here, you have to determine that you're going to forgive someone. And I tell you what, she came down and we talked about the person that she needed to forgive. And I said, okay, now I'm going to pray for you. And immediately every bit of pain left her body. See, I want you to know something, that the Word of God has healing in it. The Word of God, just reading Scripture and letting God redirect you and recharacterize you, will add some peace, some strength, and physical healing and health to your body. I want you to know something, that for a Christian, there should be some Scripture that you get and you just meditate on and be changed by. In fact, if you're struggling in an area, if you got some unforgiveness, if you got bitterness, if you got some places that are just hard for you to deal with, I tell you, you should get some scriptures related to that subject and just meditate on them. And I tell you what, healing will come to you. Not only will you be healed up from what you are bitter for, but I promise you, you are going to experience some health that comes back into your body. Amen? I'm telling you that sometimes health and healing is just a journey of faith away from being released in your life. Don't ever forget the benefits of God. See, the one thing that you need to recognize as a Christian, because of your relationship with the Lord, you have a right to tap into supernatural benefits and provision that will bless your life. And I tell you what, if you're believing God for something, I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Listen, once you sow, there's a season before you will see a harvest. See, sometimes we forget that there's seed time and there's harvest. You know, I've never seen a farmer sow corn on Monday and get discouraged because he didn't see stalks on Tuesday. I've not seen it where he planted corn on Monday and got mad by Friday because he didn't see stalks. Amen? I tell you what, somehow a farmer will plant and then he'll just let that field grow. He'll drive by it and see that corn come up and see that corn come up. But you know, I've never seen a farmer go out and just grab his corn and be shaking it and saying, well, forget it. I shouldn't have planted this corn. I don't have one corn. What's it called when you get? I don't have one ear yet. I don't have an ear of corn. And I tell you what, it's been several weeks. It's been a month, and he doesn't have an ear of corn. I've never seen a farmer go back out and just get his tractor out and just start raging through his field, cutting it down because he doesn't have an ear of corn yet. But I have seen Christians release their faith at 8 o'clock in the morning, by 8:15, question everything they prayed. And I'm telling you that if you want to see healing come, if you want to see your life healed, if you want a physical healing, if you want emotional healing, if you want your finances healed, if you want relationships healed, if you want a healed, successful life, then sow and sow, but don't ever complain and step back away from the time period until the harvest comes. See, seed time and harvest, hallelujah. That means that there's the time to sow the seed, and then there's a path in between there where you have to live by faith, walk by faith, pray by faith, and expect that God is going to turn something around for you, amen? So let's make sure that while we're on the journey that we don't fall down. Let's make sure that while we're on the journey that we don't give up hope. I tell you what, sometimes we've just got to look at biblical stories and remind yourself that there was a woman with an issue of blood that went 12 years. There's another woman that was oppressed and bent over 18 years. There were people that were blind from birth. And some of them was in their 30s and 40s when they finally got their healing. But what would have happened if they had just shut God out and turned off their ear of hope? Blind Bartimaeus would still be blind. But somehow he stirred himself, even when people said, hey, you've been here so long, why don't you just stay where you're at? Just be happy in your circumstances. And it says that he threw his coat off and cried out more for the Lord. And I just want to encourage you tonight that in the pursuit of healing, in the pursuit of God fixing and blessing, don't give up, don't stop, because our Father is faithful. Amen? Please do not forget the benefits or the goodness of God, that he is a healing God, he's a mighty God, and he's in the midst of your life. Amen? Our God is working on our behalf at all times, and that this word of God, it physically adds to us. It strengthens us. When we read the word of God, it physically strengthens us. The Bible says here that it is health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. In another scripture in the book of Psalms 139, it says that in the word of God, our members are writ. Do you know that there's a completion that cannot come upon you without the Word of God being in you? Remember, the whole process of why God gave you a church, gave you pastors, gave you the gifts that He gave to you was for the perfecting of the saints, was to bring you into a place of completion. No human on this earth that does not receive God will ever walk in the complete fullness of who they were meant to be. Amen? So let's make sure that as people, we stay on the journey. Amen? Let's make sure that we keep our heart towards God and our faith open, because in God is the completion of who we are. Amen? Contentment, satisfaction, peace beyond understanding, being able to live this life with joy happens because of the goodness of God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord is with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory, God. And tonight, Father, I thank you that we will not forget the benefit of being the children of God. Father, that we have an unfair advantage, whether people like it or not, God. Favor comes upon our life, mercy comes upon our life, and goodness will follow us all the days of our life, God, because you're with us and you bless us, Father. And Lord, we just declare your glory and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And you want to start with prayers or prayer? Praise report.
Let's start with some praise reports first.
Candace went to the doctor. They removed 2 out of the 3 tubes. They couldn't believe how fast that she was healing, especially because she had 2 surgeries.
Amen.
And she'll go back next week, and they said if she's still progressing, she gets the 3rd one out, and she'll be able to drive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah, Candace. That's a good report. But it's who our God is. Amen.
Yes.
He's faithful. Praise God.
I wish
Hallelujah.
I could dance like I put that GIF out there for
Amen.
You.
Woo!
I would dance that praise dance. I don't know if I could stay standing if I did it, but woo-hoo! Amen. Amen. Listen, we got to learn to get crazy for God. Amen. Y'all will shout for a baseball game, a softball game,
Amen.
A football game, a basketball game that you have nothing in. You can't shoot that ball. That guy's shooting that ball, and he gets paid for all of it, and you paid to see it.
Yeah, amen. You paid to see it, and you're
shouting
for him.
Go out there, and you'll get excited because you caught this big fish in a lake. And you're going to throw it back or you're going to eat it. I'm glad you're excited, but come on. At some point, we got to get excited for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Next time, Hallelujah. It's going to be your praise.
Hallelujah.
Next time, we're going to be shouting for you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I'm just fired up when
Amen.
I'm
Amen. Amen. That's exciting.
Amen.
Good, exciting.
We're going to be shouting for these guys too. Shannon.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for Shannon, God, that Father, right now, you would touch her, God. Lord, you know what the issue is that has her, God, in this situation, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to heal, deliver her, and bring her through, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just pray for Amy's granddaughter, Father. Lord, whatever is needed and what's going on in this situation, God, we just pray, God, that you would touch her, God, that you would be with her, that you'd cause her to be healed, strengthened, and just bring her through, Father. And Lord, we just declare your goodness upon her in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, right now we pray, God, for our rehab center right here in Kenton, God, where they have 11 confirmed cases of COVID, God. And Lord, we know, Father, that the name of Jesus is bigger than any adversary or anything that people face. And God, we just ask you to supernaturally bring these people to recovery, heal them, God. Set them free. God, we curse this COVID disease. We command it to come out and be gone, Father. And Lord, not just here, but God, throughout this whole city, this region, throughout Ohio and all of America and the nations abroad, Father. Lord, we thank you that you bring this thing to nothing, God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is
and amen.
He didn't ask for prayer that I see, but there is a man named Vito that's watching us. Hi, Vito. Glad mm-hmm. you're joining us.
Amen.
He said that God has healed him once and he'll do it again. And he is stand. You can tell that by what he's saying, he's standing in faith. So let's pray in faith for whatever healing
Hallelujah.
that amen. Vito needs. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Vito before you, God. And Lord, as he said, you've healed and you will heal, God. And four, Lord, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow right now, Father, right into this situation, God, and cause him to come to 100% healing and health, God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And
praise
we've got,
the name of the Lord.
Sarah's grandmother, she said, please continue to pray for Kathy.
Amen. Now, Father, we continue to keep our prayers up for Kathy, God. Father, that she would come to the fullness of recovery and health and healing, God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Is there anybody in here that needs me to pray before we finish up? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, as I do from time to time, I forgot about offering. So we're just going to take the time to bring the offering bucket up here, and then what we'll do is I'll pray now, and then you can bring your offering through. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, that as we sow, God, we reap. And Lord, though we don't give to get, God, it's just a part of what you do. When your people believe in you, Father, and when they put forth their tithe and their offerings, God, Lord, you open up the windows of heaven for them. You rebuke the devourer for them, God. Lord, you make their stuff last longer than anybody else's, God. You come upon it, God. And Father, you take what we have and you stretch it beyond its means, God. You add your supernatural to it, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that you are blessing your people and touching them in every way. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you get your offerings ready, you can bring them forward, and we're going to walk that way and come around in a circle if you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.